Gifts of Sacred Places. My sister and I guided a group of foreign tourists through the sacred places of the mountain range. Our spiritual tour route passed through unique spots where every tree, glade, canyon, and waterfall were true natural diamonds. But this wasn't the only thing that attracted the Finns, French, Italians, Germans, Spanish, and Greeks. What intrigued them the most was the hidden knowledge of the shamans, and the fact that many occultists, and now even ethnographers, consider these places the historical and religious center of the entire earth. Our tourist base was located a few kilometers from the starting point of the next day's route. According to the legend, this was where all the great leaders of the nomadic tribe stayed, and local caches hid ancient relics and burials. Rising before dawn, we rode our horses to the new campsite. The sacred place greeted us with unimaginable beauty. Living water spread over the stones in a wide, shallow stream. Water spirits strutted the entire valley in a misty cloud. After galloping for 3 kilometers, the horses were slightly tired. Dismounting, we washed ourselves in the crystal clear mountain water. This water not only heals kidney, heart, and prostate ailments, but also cures leprosy. Additionally, washing in this water grants protection from the evil eye, removes curses, and bestows the blessing of the spirits of these places. Moreover, it reveals magical abilities in a person, especially if one takes a stone from the sacred stage as a remembrance. We tied up the horses and walked up the bank to the source of the sacred healing power of this holy place. The dazzling sun rose over the mountain. The god Yarilo was bestowing his power upon all living beings. In the distance, we saw a female silhouette moving. The woman stopped, made passes, performed pranayama, and then sat in a lotus position to meditate on the rising sun. As we approached, we saw her spiritual, otherworldly, beautiful face. Her aura was filled with the colors of the power and confidence of a mighty warrior mage. She too sensed our presence. She opened her eyes, looked at us, and greeted us with a sweet smile. The meeting invited conversation, and I immediately asked, "Do you practice Sampo and business magic?" The woman smiled and replied, "Once I had my own business, and everything was going well. Then I started thinking about a new business related to spiritual development and magic. I began by opening a small section in a store dedicated to spiritual literature. Before that, I contacted a large spiritual center and found out that they had a vast selection of spiritual books, manuals, audio, and video materials. They even had animated cartoons, among which were great and globally renowned masterpieces. A little later, I finally decided to expand and turn the selection into a full-fledged store, which had everything from the large spiritual center selection, books, magical talismans, amulets, audio and video practices, a communication club, and individual consolation. The new business attracted me more and more, and the old one naturally took a backseat. It turned out I began attending seminars of the great egregor, where the mentors imparted knowledge from the great keeper. They revealed to me a new world in relationships, business, and understanding of cosmic laws. I visited many places of power in our country and abroad, and then organized a seminar in my city, during which the mentor gave me an amulet for eternal youth that belonged to the priestess of the great egregor and the Agartha crystal necessary for business protection. As a result, the popularity of my business grew. People signed up for consolations, acquired amulets, and more spiritual books appeared, some of which I brought from the capital. After one seminar, I received an invitation from the master himself, and immediately went to meet him. The moment of contact with the master's energy was unforgettable. After this meeting, I developed the gift of clairvoyance. Additionally, 2.5 months spent near the master revealed to me the secrets of life, time, and success. I received a blessing to organize a travel bureau, and now my clients, not only in my country, but all over the world. I organize trips to places of power in all corners of the earth. Everyone is happy. There are many orders, and in the city there is a large group with which we hold seminar after seminar. Now, I set aside 3 days for myself to rest and came to bow to the sacred places visited by the master himself. It turns out I had seen them in meditations, but I never thought that in reality they would be even more beautiful. I am infinitely grateful to the divine power and the master for the happiness I can now experience. We were filled with silent awe about this story. Peace to you, was all we could say. Then, bowing, we went to our horses, who were already waiting to carry us to the extraordinary people who had come to the sacred places. We knew for sure that today would be a day of great revelations granted to a person by God, the higher powers, and the great teachers of humanity. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.